You see, there's nothing as reproachful to the people of God as a lack of power. A powerless church is a laughing stock in the eyes of the world. And in many ways that is true with regards to how the world looks upon the church at the present in the world. We're powerless. We're powerless to affect very much. We're not terrible as an army with banners. We don't make the ungodly in the world to sit up and take notice of what is happening and what is being done in the Saviour's name. That's not the mark of this day and hour that we live in. It's powerlessness that is the mark of this day. And as I say, there is nothing that is more reproachful to the people of God than a lack of power. Well, don't we need that reproach removed? Do we need that taken away, rolled away? Well, here's the starting point. When we think about this double portion and what is entailed in it, here's the starting point. We start off at Gilgal, the place where the reproach was rolled away in the history of Israel. And if we want to know the rolling away of the reproach that there is upon the Church of Jesus Christ at this particular time in the world where she is a laughing stock because the church has no power, then here's the way to start. We have to walk the path that will bring us to the place where we'll have the double portion. And then the reproach will be rolled away. And may the Lord indeed roll away the reproach. The mockery of the world, the scorning of the world directed at the church because of its powerlessness. The ungodly do not fear. They're not troubled. They don't tremble today at the thought of the Church of Jesus Christ and what it might accomplish or do. That's not the case. The church is not on the march. The church is not on the march. The church is on retreat, powerless and weak, lacking courage. Now we need that reproach rolled away. And this is the starting point.